Now to some lessons from last night's results from people who do polling for candidates and for the parties. What wisdom might they pass on to the candidates they advise about running for office next time? Well, here are two people who do polling and consulting for the parties and for candidates, Republican David Winston and Democrat Anna Greenberg. Welcome to
Thank
both
you.
Of you. And first, David Winston, if there is some lesson learned that might be applicable in the future, what was it in that election?
Pretty straightforward. Independents matter. When Republicans lost in 2006, we lost independents by 18 points. In this election, we won independents by 18 points. That's the difference between being in the majority and the minority. In 1994, when we won them by 14 points. The political center is where you build your majority coalition, and that's the lesson to be learned from this election.
Anna Greenberg, what would you say?
I think campaigns matter, and I think the ground game matters. And races that were tight on election day, where the campaigns had a real ground game, Democrats won. So if you look at the Bennett race in Colorado, Harry Reid in Nevada, some of the most contested congressional races, the campaigns that really put effort into the ground game actually were able to pull out some victories.
David, agreed?
I think campaigns were important, but I think the overall context, look, what drove this election was one issue, economy and jobs. And the fact is the country was dissatisfied in terms of where the country stood in terms of that issue. They were unsatisfied with the president's response to that, and Republicans were an acceptable alternative to go in a new direction, and that's where the public went.
I wanted to ask your reactions to this is my political science project for the today. I found the 11 House races that were exact rematches from 2008, and I added up the vote totals. They had all gone Democratic 2 years ago. 8 out of the 11 went Republican yesterday. But when you add them up, the most striking fact is that in the presidential year, 3.25 million people voted in those 11 races. Last night, 2.2 million people voted. Every loser from 2008 in those 11 races had substantially more voters than every winner last night in a midterm election. It seems as though midterms and presidential years are just totally different ballgames.
I mean, there is a dramatic drop-off. But ultimately, what you see, interestingly enough, is there's a consistency in terms of what that electorate looks like. One of the major reasons for that drop-off, again, is you're looking at softer voters who feel compelled for their respective parties to turn out in terms of presidential year. But the other thing that's interesting that it's not always clearly understood is independents, oddly enough, play a really significant role and perhaps a larger role in off-year elections because it's those soft R's and D's that fall off, letting independents play a slightly larger role.
I think that there are two issues. First, systematically in midterm elections, younger people are less likely to vote. Low-information voters are less likely to vote. They all tend to be Democratic-leaning voters. Now, I will say that young people voted less Democratic this year than they did the last two cycles. Regardless, a majority still voted Democratic. That's a big deal in midterms. That's why it's harder for Democrats. But the other issue, and this is particular to this cycle, though it was also true in the 2002 cycle, this was a very conservative electorate. 41% of people called themselves conservative. That number was 32 in 2006, you also had an almost equal number of Democrats and Republicans in this electorate. So the composition of who turned out to vote on Election Day in this midterm was different than 2006.
But when you people who do polling, when you see a number like that, you see, well, that tells us who has turned out for this vote, or that tells us how the American people are changing in response to developments in politics and the economy. You're shaking your head.
Well,
they're not changing.
Okay. Well, people don't change politically overnight. In fact, party affiliation and ideology tends to be fairly lifelong, though obviously there can be life events that change it. What matters is who feels energized about voting. And what you had in 2006 and 2008 was more Democratic energy and more Democratic electorates. And what you had in 2009 in those two gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey, and then this year, was more energy on the conservative side. It's not like all of a sudden the country became 10 points more conservative.
David Winston.
But I'd have to say, if you take a look at the Republican turnout of 36%, over the last 14 elections, Republicans have been at 36% 9 times. It wasn't an unusual Republican turnout. I'd suggest to you what you saw was the ideological nature of this country change. Never before have we seen in exit polls where there have been more conservatives than moderates. Always, always moderates have been larger than conservatives. The best conservatives have ever done was in 1994 when 45% of the country was moderate, 37% was conservative. Seeing that flip was a huge change.
Well, pollsters David Winston, Republican, and Anna Greenberg, Democrat, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.